Task 2. You are having a discussion with your classmate, James Ho, about which new board games to buy for the board game cafe. Listen to the discussion and complete the table below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 2 minutes to tidy up your answers. Right, here is the online shop I was telling you about. They have the latest board games. We can order them online.
Great. Let us take a look at what they've got.
Check this out, Snakes and Ladders.
I love playing Snakes and Ladders. I'm surprised that we do not have this game in our cafe.
I know. Shall we order one?
Why not? Snakes and Ladders is very popular with students. Everyone knows how to play it. You just have to make your way to the end of the board by rolling the dice.
Yes, it's easy to play. Okay, let me put one in the shopping cart. Okay.
What about this game, Headbands?
I've never heard of it. What is it?
It's a guessing game. Let me see. It says here that each player straps a card onto their head and then they ask yes-no questions to figure out the cartoon on the card.
It sounds like a fun game.
Yeah, I bet you get a good laugh playing it. It's a fun game.
And it is inexpensive. Look, it costs only 30 Hong Kong dollars per game. I think we should order one for our cafe.
Certainly. Have you heard of this game, Guess Who?
No, I haven't. What is it?
It's also a guessing game that aims to solve a mystery.
Okay.
Hang on, let me read the instructions. Players have to take turns guessing and asking questions about what they are trying to find out. And players can lie and refuse to answer the questions. They can also give false clues. Oh, I'm confused.
Forget it. This game is too difficult.
Yes, it looks easy, but actually it's difficult to play.
And look at the price. It costs 780 Hong Kong dollars per game.
Why is it so expensive?
I don't know. It's too expensive. I think we'll pass on it. That is the end of task 2. You now have 2 minutes to complete your answers to task 2 and to tidy up all your other answers.